Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oops. Okay, I'm Randy Keller, and I'm supposed to be here with Tim Von Pinnen, but we're having some trouble. Maybe he'll join us a little bit later. This is my first show, so I'm not sure what I'm doing, so I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants here. Tim and I, we're going to talk about our real side experiences, and I guess what I'll do is just give a little background and go into when I find out about the new sound or the new sound and my experiences from that. I guess it all started about fourth grade. Other things changed for me. I began, got interested in spirituality and the paranormal unexplained. It happened when I, after school, I would always like to go to the drugstore and check out the magazine stand and get a drink, and I usually check out the comics. One day there was a magazine there that I'd never seen before. It's called Fate Magazine, and it was very interesting, and it had a lot of topics on spirituality and the paranormal and unexplained, and stories about ghosts and the people's experience with near-death experiences and this type of thing. Anybody's ever read that magazine, they know what I'm talking about. It had advertisements in it where you could buy all kinds of different things, like there were some books. What really interested me, just as much as the articles were, there were books that promised how to develop powers of ESP and psychic abilities. And that just started me off on this search for, well, at the time, I viewed it as being a search for God. I went on to buy some of those books and studied the powers of the mind and how to develop psychic abilities, and began reading books on UFOs, and became very interested in things like topics like ancient advanced civilizations, Atlantis. I read the books by Edgar Cayce. I read Chariots of the Gods by Ilik von Daniken. And I went on to read other books. And there was one booklet, well, actually it was three booklets, that I got from a Fate magazine, from an ad there. And it was had a technique in it to teach you how to bring up past life memories. And so I began practicing that. I'd already had some kind of memories before that, as a, from early childhood, of past lives. I really didn't know what they were. But I went on to use that technique, and I realized what they were from my early childhood, that they were past lives. And I began to bring up more past lives, one of which was in China as a monk. I journeyed to travel to Tibet and stayed there for a few years and studied. And there was another past life, or more than one past life, actually, from of lives in the Andromeda Galaxy. And I later on began to identify myself as a starseed, an Andromedan starseed. I had the Andromedan past life memories going way back to early childhood. Like I said, I didn't really know exactly what they were. But I began to discover more about myself and realized that being drawn to the East and to Buddhism, I eventually began to study Buddhism. And so I realized why I was so drawn to, for example, there was a book I came across by Lobsang Rampa. If anyone's not familiar with him, he was a British man, and he claimed to be the transmigrated soul of the Tibetan Lama. And very controversial at the time. He wrote several books, and the first book of his I read was Cave of the Ancients, which was a fascinating book. He tells about how, as a young monk in Tibet, him and some other lamas found a hidden cave which had technology, advanced technology from the Lamas. I went on to read his other books, and I saw then why I was so drawn to Tibet. I became very drawn to Tibet, and that book had such an influence on me. The TV series Kung Fu in the 1970s, starring David Carradine, also had a very big influence on me. And I realized that the reason for that was because of the past life memories, or realizing that I was did have a life in China as a monk. I went on to read other books and read several books which I still have on advanced ancient civilizations, by discoveries of artifacts that proves that there was advanced technology back a long time ago. Someone else that had a big influence on me was Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who was a pastor of a church in, I believe it was California. May have been, I think she moved to Montana. Anyway, her and her husband, Mark, had a church. And after Mark died, she carried on with the church, and she wrote several books, which I read. What she presented was the teachings of the Ascended Masters, and she melded the teachings of East and West, of Jesus and Buddha, which I rather liked. And she gave various techniques, meditation techniques. She had what was called the Ascended Master Decrees and the Violet Flame Decrees. After that, I went on to study different religions. As a child, my mother was a very religious person, so she took me to church, and she was a Quaker, and I found the Quakers to be, at least for me at the time, closer to the truth than any of the other denominations. They were more progressive and more tolerant, more open-minded. And she would take me to church, and I'm an empath, so I can see things. I'm able to see into people, see what they're really feeling. And when I'd go to church, I'd sit there and I'd see a bunch of people there who didn't really want to be there. They were there because, well, they just thought, well, that's what they were supposed to do. They were raised up and told that they were supposed to go to church, and that was a thing to do. And also, you know, you have the, you know, what are people, other people going to think if I don't go to church, that type of thing. But none of them wanted to be there, and it was a very unpleasant situation for me to be in. I didn't like it. I never really listened to anything the pastor said. And when I did, you know, I really didn't understand. So it wasn't a very pleasant experience for me. And eventually I stopped going. I remember one time, I'll never forget, I stayed home one time, and my mother went on to church by herself. My father got up, and my uncle came over, and he and my father, he was going to have my father help him. My uncle loved to fish, so he wanted my father to help him go out and collect some minnows, because whenever he was fishing, he had caught enough fish, would have a fish fry, which was always fun. But they were going to go out in the country to a stream and get some minnows, and they asked me to come along, so I did. And I went with them. Went out to the country, stopped, got out of the car, and walked out a ways out into the woods until we got to a stream. And they wanted me to get in the water and scare the fish toward them as they was, of course, up the stream just a little bit, holding both of them holding a net on either side. And they wanted me to come and kind of splash and scare the minnows into the net. So I did that. I took my shoes off and I got into the water. And did that, I don't know, maybe two or three times. And then I got to feeling bad about, you know, doing that to the minnows. So eventually I stopped. But just being out there in nature and walking barefoot through the leaves and the grass and getting in and out of the water, and I'll never forget how that made me feel. It was such a good feeling. And when I got home, I got to thinking about, well, now, what if I had been at church? How I would feel being at church compared to how I felt out there in nature in the woods. And the way I saw it at the time, viewed it at the time, I felt closer to God out in those woods than I ever did at church. So I eventually just stopped going. I knew that the church wasn't for me, and I would have to look elsewhere, which was fine, because I already started looking in other places, other areas. I began studying other religions. I began studying Buddhism. And like I said, I was very drawn to it. I liked the concept of karma and reincarnation. I mean, that just made sense to me. And also within Buddhism, you have meditation. You didn't have that in Christianity. You didn't have that. You know, they didn't meditate at church. So I kind of identified myself as a Buddhist for a period of time as a teenager. I embraced Buddhism. I went on to study other religions, Hinduism. I studied witchcraft and Mecca, and that appealed to me. I found that to be a very beautiful religion and was very empowering, much more so than fundamentalist Christianity. Taoism as well. I began practicing all kinds of different meditations, different mantras. I looked into the different mantras in Hinduism, invoking the various gods, Shiva, Ganesh, Saraswati, Krishna, Kali, and so forth. I went on to just study as much as I could and learn as much as I could. I began to practice a Taoist meditation called Microcosmic Orbit, which is very complicated but pretty powerful. And just various meditations that I looked into and practiced. I had practiced the violet flame decrees, which I found to be very powerful. But of all of the practices and meditations that I used, they always ended up leaving me disappointed. It never really came to really anything in the end. And so I can just spend my, pretty much my whole life just searching. Up until one time on Facebook, I got a friend invite by Kelsey Brown, and I began, I accepted, of course, and I began getting these things on my Facebook about Drain the Great Writer, audio clips, and there were e-books that I began to read, and there were things on about Revisitors and the real guides and the new you, and I didn't know what to make of all of it. I didn't know what this new you was about. I thought, I wondered if that was some kind of mantra I hadn't heard about before. So I kept an open mind. I began to read some of the e-books and listen to what Drain was saying. And to be honest, a lot of what he was saying went against what I believed or had come to believe. But like I said, I decided to keep an open mind and continued to sing New You and see what happened. And I began to have experiences, experiences that I'd never had before. I immediately noticed that I began to have dreams or remember my dreams more than I had before. They were more vivid. Whenever I would sing New You, I would feel this energy I never felt before, as powerful as some of the other meditations that I had practiced, like the violet flame. This seemed to be more powerful, greater. I mean, I could feel something that would, it was more expansive, like an energy more expansive and deeper into my being with the new you than anything else that I had ever tried. So I knew that I was on to something special, something different that I'd never come across before. I began listening to Skype calls, group Skype calls on Skype, and began learning more and more and having experiences. One experience I had that I will tell here, I was still seeking and I wasn't completely convinced. But I kept asking for signs that this was real and it wouldn't just be like in the past where I was disappointed and really came to nothing at all. And I would get them. Each time I'd ask for a sign, I wouldn't get it right away. Eventually, though, over time, a few days, maybe a week or two, I would get it. And so I kept asking for a dream vision, to really show me and convince me that I should continue with this, that I wasn't just wasting my time. And so one night I had a dream whereby I was in this castle. It was a large castle, and I knew that there was a queen who, like, owned that castle. She wasn't in the castle at the time. She was in another castle, but it was one of the many castles that she had, and it had pretty much been abandoned. There wasn't anyone in there, except occasionally maybe visitors would come, and there were some guards there. And so I went inside to try to find what I could find to discover any type of artifacts or any type of treasure that was there. And I began looking around, and I saw some guards, so I was very careful to not be seen by the guards because I didn't want to be caught. And I know if I was caught, that would be a whole big hassle of me having to get away to escape, and I didn't want to have to go through that. So I was going along the hallways, the corridors, and I saw this little girl coming towards me. She was about 7 or 8 years old. She came right up to me, and she handed something out to me, an object, and I took it. I didn't really, couldn't really see what it was at the time, but I was afraid that she was going to be seen by the guards, maybe draw some guards to us, and I didn't want. Then I'd have to rescue her, and maybe it'd be a whole big hassle with the guards again. And so I told her, I said, you know, you shouldn't be here. You should leave. It's not safe. You need to be watch out for the guards. And then we turned around, both of us turned around and walked away from each other. I continued on down the hall four ways. And after I'd gone a certain length of the hallway, I stopped to look at what was in my hand, what she had given me. And it looked like a kind of horn or trumpet. What do we call it? Horn of plenty. I can't remember what you call
cornucopia?
It.
Cornucopia?
Yes, cornucopia. Thank you. It was a cornucopia shaped kind of like a horn or a trumpet. And I recognized that as symbolizing new you or the new sound. And I went on to leave the castle, and the dream ended at that point. And so from that point on, I knew I had gotten the confirmation that I was asking for and looking for. That that settled it for me. I knew that I would have to continue singing New You. There wouldn't be any going back. And over time, I began to have more experiences. I began to become more aware. There were times when I would see things like beings, some of which were the gray aliens, which will happen because you've got tap lines. And when you start removing the tap lines, they start getting curious because they're the ones that put them there, the reptilians and their associates, and they start checking to find out what's going on, why the tap lines are being removed. So, and they may try to stop you, as they did me, but I continued. Had one experience in particular was very interesting, at least for me. I was walking along this like a barren area. It's like rocky area. There's like rocks all around, some, you know, very high up, barren, kind of a deserted place. And I was walking along, and I come to two walls on each either side of earth. Like earth and rock, kind of like the like in the mountains type of thing, type of situation, environment. So I get up, begin walking down through this kind of corridor, and I saw that there was this creature that began chasing me. So I began running, and what it looked like was it kind of had the body of a praying mantis, but kind of the head and kind of a torso of a reptilian. It had kind of like a reptilian head and kind of human-like torso, but it was reptilian. And I began running, and I had, while I was listening, I didn't really know what kind of creature that was, but I was listening a few days ago to Corey Good about him, in this particular lecture video. He was talking about the different ETs, and, you know, good and bad. And one of them that he described and showed an image of looked very, very much like the one that I saw that began chasing me. And I think he called it a trantaloid. I believe that's the word he used, T-R-A-N-T-A-L-O-I-D. You can, if you want to, you can Google that and see what it looks like. So I began running, and on my left side, I saw what looked like a crevice, like in the rock wall, earth rock wall. So I thought, well, I jump in there, and maybe I can get away from it. So I squeezed in, and as much as I could to hide, crouched down, and was hoping that it would just run right past me. But it didn't. When it got about to where, even with where the crevice was, it stopped and began looking around. It looked around and it saw the crevice. It came over, looked inside, and it saw me. And so it reached in and grabbed me and pulled me out and held me up in the air. And I thought, well, this is it. It's got me. Nothing I can do. And so it just, some time passed, and it just continued to hold me there in the air. Didn't do anything. And I thought, what is it waiting for? And then I thought, well, maybe it's going to save me for later, and maybe eat me later, like some wild animals will do. We'll catch an animal and not kill it right away. Or maybe it just wants to feed on me slowly over time. And so, as I hung there, as it was holding me there up in the air, suddenly there were two arms came down from above and grabbed me and jerked me away out of the grasp of this creature. And when that happened, suddenly my perspective changed and I was able to see what was going on. Like I was like standing a little ways from it, and I could see who it was that grabbed me. And at the same time that happened, I also changed into a baby, an infant. And the person, the one who had grabbed me and rescued me from this creature, was Ganesh, who was a Hindu god that I had an experience of a few years ago, a few years back, before that, which surprised me. But then some more arms and hands, reached down above him and grabbed me and took me out of his hands. And I saw it was the Virgin Mary who had picked me up out of his hands. And then a third person reached down above her and picked me up. And it was Revisor Torres, And when he just held me there, and then I saw to my left what looked like a kind of cloud. It had like arms and hands reaching out from it, and it reached out and took me from Mevazor and pulled me into itself, and I disappeared inside this cloud. And that was a very profound experience I had. I don't really know what else to say. Those are pretty much my experiences that I can remember right now. If Tim is there, and maybe he can come in and say something.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of experiences, huh?
Yes. You can go ahead if you want to. If you like, you can
all right.
Maybe give a little background of yourself and tell how you came across New You and what experiences that you've had from that.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would come from.
Anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking about what my intent is about talking on this radio show. When I came into some information about this new presentation, I'd been a member for Ekincar, a corporation with an Ekmaster, and I was looking through some stuff on a tablet computer, and I came upon something by Kelsey Brown, I think it was, about the truth about Ekincar. So I paid attention to what it was saying, and I started to become involved by getting some books and on the tablet that was sent to me by Kelsey, and so I was reading them, and I was interested in all this new information about the new presentation, and so I began singing the new you in sessions in the evening before I went to sleep, and in the morning when I'd get up, and lots of information started coming into my life that I hadn't known about before, or at least it was new to me, about reptilians and human farming and the brutalitarians on this earth, and about the real universes. I knew about these levels from what Paul Twitchell had wrote about in Ekincar. But then there was the real universes that I was interested in. And an opportunity to escape this reincarnation stuff by earning your way to be able to not have to come back into another body in this psych realms to even a worse situation than the way the world is now, with all the air being polluted and the ocean being polluted and the food being polluted and on and on. It just seems like it was making sense. It is making sense. As far as the dream visions in my life, they're pretty much mundane or commonplace about worldly stuff. It seems like I don't really seem to have experiences with any of the real guides, or if I do, it's not for sure. But I think that if a person is listening to this show, that it seems like it's very possible that the real guides have given you this opportunity to hear what's being said and to find out for yourself about this new presentation and test the new you sessions and see what life reveals and perhaps earn your way into the real universes where there doesn't seem to be any such thing as pain or agony or suffering or all these worldly experiences that most of us don't like at all. So I think that this is partly an effort to earn my way just by being able to talk a little. I'm not sure how these computers work, who would get to know how to even hear this Blog Talk Radio show. But if the real guides do present you to hear it, you may want to find out for yourself. Dwayne Hepner has wrote books under his Dwayne the Great Writer name that may be very helpful, maybe what you're seeking or wishing you had in your life, some real guidance and a real education. There's a group of people that now that are trying in many different ways to present this to with a projects and things that are in the making, like the all solar research vessels and the homeschooling, and there's a variety of different things. So I guess if you wanted to find out more about it, you could get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook. She'd probably be able to get you information about getting PDF books or paperback or hardback books. And then there's Skype groups that you could become involved with and see what Dwayne and others are talking about every Saturday and Sunday, and then like Sandy and Bob have a Blog Talk Radio show on Tuesday. But anyway, I'm very interested in seeing what develops by testing this new you sessions. Because I don't really want to come back to this world in a worse condition, with the world in a lot worse shape to live on, and in a maybe a deformed body or something from all the things that are being taken place by this because they seem to get a lot of I don't know how you'd call it, this tap lining energy from off our emotions and things that like suffering or like the extreme joys and all the that kind of stuff in our lives, emotions. It seems like I don't really want to come back to be human farmed anymore, and I do feel like I'm a bug from what life's revealing to me about it. Doesn't seem like I have any ability to prevent them from spraying me with poison and poisoning the ocean and the food, and that there's a lot better place than just the earth. It's just one little place in life. Anyway, I just thought I'd talk a while about how the new you sessions have had effect on me.
Yes, I agree, Tim. Things do seem to be getting worse, and I certainly don't want to, you know, hang around. I certainly don't want to come back. You know, with the way the food, the way the GMO and all the chemicals in the food and in the water and the 5G and there's just so much, the leaking radiation from nuclear power plants that, you know, the media, I mean, they're not talking about that either. And, yeah, it's just going to get to a point where it's going to be a very unpleasant situation to be in. And it just should behoove everybody to try to become more aware and just do like I did, just try it and see what happens. I mean, just sing New You for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep. Or if you don't want to do 15 minutes, you could do 5. And, you know, see what happens. And record your dreams and get guidance in your dreams. You know, you can get your own answers. You don't have to tell anybody else. He's on the line, priests or masters, those, anything like that. You can learn how to will freedom from this physical, astral trap that we're in. That most people, you know, think that's all there is. Looking into some of the New Age information and Elizabeth Clare Prophet and the things that she was offering, I thought that, you know, the Ascended Masters and the Angels, I mean, I thought that was it. I thought that was as high as you could go. I mean, that was the goal to shoot for, was to get guidance from Ascended Masters and to become ascended yourself and to escape from karma. But that is only in the astral. Yes, as far as you go with that. You don't get into the real universes. You know, they don't deal with that. And that was one of the things that I had trouble with, you know, believing when I began listening to Drain. But I have come to find out that he is right about that. I just have this knowing that comes from actually learning on the wheel side from the wheel guides. That's the real education that you can get. You're not going to really get any real education that really, where you can really find real freedom here in this earth or in the astral, really. That's about all I can think of to say.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it seems like Dwayne came back to help this world out at this time, and that this opportunity only seems to be available for a certain length of time. That and it sounds like the real guides know who's ready to pay attention, and maybe, you know, if a person was needed, a being like Dwayne, to come back, even though you have to come back into all this giant mess that the reptilians and their flunkies have created on Earth for to help out other people to get out of this mess. It would be all right to come back, and if a person had the purpose to be helpful, to be able to be helpful, care about the others that were like ourselves, being affected by all these reptilians and stuff. So we may be very thankful for Dwayne's effort, and Paul's, and Reba's, ours, and everybody that's trying to do for all to make people aware of a better life of in the real universes, to get out of this psych realm stuff. These gods of man that all the humans pray to and beg to, and that seem to be enjoying us suffering to get out from underneath their control, seems to be a big blessing to be able to get to know our real self and be our real self. Anyway, I don't know how long our Blog Talk Radio show goes. We could talk about some of the things that are being done to the humans right now on Earth with the 5G coming out, with whatever it's called, radiation or something affecting our bodies and making them so we won't be reproductive or not like normal. And hearing all kinds of information, so many ways about how they're going to get rid of so many billion people. And it seems like they're about to put all their efforts into just getting it down to like 5 million or 500 million on Earth. And is there anything in particular that anybody would like to discuss?
This is Val. I'm calling from Huntington Beach, California, and Tim. Yeah, Tim and Randy, your stories, and I feel it's really important to share what you're doing, and you did a nice job sharing, and I think it's important for people to get it this way through so-called testimonies. Because I'm also one of the new friends. I've been in it since late 2014, and I'm often asked, well, do you have a testimony or do you have a story? So pretty much all we can do is tell our story and share, because what we're talking about is not a doctrine. It's not a a clear-cut path or spiritual path. It's not a religion. Certainly not political. It's not even metaphysical. So what is it? Well, we can basically, all we can do is share our experiences and what we see of it, and then it's up to the person themselves to do their own investigation by reading Dwayne's books, by singing the new you before bed or any time during the day. And then, like Randy and Tim shared, they're going to be starting to get experiences on the what we call the real side or the dream state. You may get insights during the day, intuition, different ways that life shows you that you're going the right way or becoming more aware. So it's all very much up to you, basically. And that in itself scares a lot of people, because they are conditioned to think that somebody else is going to tell them what to believe or where to go or what to do or what heaven, you know, is like. So it's actually a very revolutionary what we're doing. It's not anything that's been done before. We're actually rewriting history in a way, because this is very unique what this is. And again, it's not religious. It's not spiritual, political, social, any of these things, transcendental, metaphysical. So again, what is it? Well, that's the adventure. What is it? What's left after all those, if you take away all those things? That's part of mission. When we talk about recognition, I don't think, maybe it was mentioned a couple of times, that recognition and perception of what life really is, and it start seeing the real reality of what life is. And the guides that were mentioned, Dwayne and Rebizar, they're just guides. That's all they are. They point the way. They give us hints. They give us really good references. The references of the past have been good for the time, but things change, life changes, and along with that, new references have to be created, because actually life itself is you don't want to say moving, but it's also becoming more aware, so one has to keep up with it. So these guides like Rebizar and Dwayne come in and provide new references, and this is how you make that connection to what's really going on in life. And the new you is the connection, the song sound that you sing to make that connection. And once you do that, then it's about listening and using all that you got, physical, emotional, mental, and subconscious, intuitive, you know, whatever you got going for you, to perceive this reality that we're talking about. So I really appreciate you guys coming on, because it's been fun listening to you, and good luck with your show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
thanks,
Val.
Did we talk about the five bodies that it sounds like we have?
I don't know. I didn't think so. You go ahead.
We have this physical body. Yeah. We have our physical bodies. And we have an astral body, which has to do with the emotions, I guess. The physical is pretty much our senses, like taste and smell and touch and hearing. and seeing. Then we have a causal body, and that seems to be our memories. And we have our mental body, what we think about, and then we have an etheric body, which is our, like our intuition, knowing things without our physical senses telling us something. Then there's a deep dark border. It's the separation between the psych realms, worlds, and the real universes.
I guess it's been, we've been going an hour, it's been an hour, so unless Kelsey wants to say something, we can, I suppose we can end now, if that's okay with everybody.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey Lynn Brown. This is the Randy Tim Show. Thanks everybody for listening. If you guys want to share this around or people want to come and see your show next time, it'll be on Blog Talk Radio, same place, same time. And this is blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown. I really appreciate what you both shared. It was really fun listening to your story, Randy, and how you took your time and went through everything, because there's so many people that have been through these different paths and religions and ideas, and they can really benefit from what you have to share and what you recognize now and what is possible for them. Especially, I know you and I are in a lot of the Star Seeds and Galactic Federation groups on Facebook, and a lot of these New Age ideas that seem to be really popular that have really, a lot of it has even been implemented by the Cabal to set up their NASA Blue Beam project and the whole New Age thing that they've got going on, which is something else maybe you guys will bring up on another show, or you'll have some other callers. But it's just really good if you guys will share this recording, this radio show, into some of these groups on Facebook, like the Starseeds groups or the Buddhism groups, and give them a little bit of a description or an explanation of what this show is. And everything is fine, what everyone is doing, but just to share, like you guys are, that real universes are available and people can sing the new you and get past all of their restrictions and get their own answers and be real and have the real experiences that they want and just start to recognize them and what they've been through this lifetime and others, and see that why they're actually here now is to wake up. And it's great that you guys shared about the Vessel Projects as well, because this is something that we can do. Like Tim shared, we have the 5G. There's a lot taking place that is not a benefit for the planet, especially not the children or small babies or anyone at all, the plants, the animals. So we are doing these different projects and putting the ideas out there so people can step up to assist us with these projects in whatever way. And there's so many wonderful things we can do. There's so many wonderful things that people are doing with the environment. And so we are here to do those things as well, like the fruit trees, planting fruit trees and promoting these fruit trees and anything natural. But we're the bigger step, which is people's real awareness and discovering more than just nature and the all natural environment. So I just really appreciate what you shared. And Randy, if you would take the time to write down that experience that you had, where you had the Virgin Mary and then eventually Rebazar and then the cloud, and you became invisible or you disappeared, that would be a really cool experience. You would write that down. We could share that around. There's just so many groups on Facebook, and we can go live in these groups. You guys can do watch parties and just share what you're doing, just to let people know, just as something fun, and people can decide whatever they want. So I really appreciate you guys doing the show, and please keep it up and do some reports about what's happening in your area, what you're doing, what you're learning, and just making more comparisons. So thanks, everybody, and you guys can make a YouTube and upload this recording to YouTube too, and start to promote yourselves and get others to come on your show and promote them, and just have a lot of fun sharing and everyone waking up and becoming more aware with our real awareness, which is beyond our five bodies and all these restrictions that we have, and just assisting each other and surviving better and seeing a lot more in the real light. So thank you both. And I look forward to you guys continuing the show and bringing others on and waking others up too.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Oh, let me just say one more thing. So Tim mentioned people can contact me if you want to know more. Well, you can also contact Tim and Randy here. And there's Henry Draper, Eric Oak, and Val Vitos. And you can go to our website, wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. That's where you can purchase the new books by Dwayne, the great writer, and you can purchase the true courses as well. And we also have NU homeschool.club, so that's for the children, and then nufoundation.club, that shows the projects that we're doing, the all humanitarian projects. So wonderfulworldeducators.com, or find any of our names on Facebook and just ask us what you want to know, and we will give you some links and some ideas about what you can do. Thanks so much.
Okay, well, I guess we'll end the show unless we have any more callers. I guess that'll be it for this show. Thank you, Kelsey and Val and Tim. And
yep, we'll see everybody. It's time to get on the boat.
Yes.